Good afternoon, Wrangell. You are listening to Talk on the Rock, your local call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. and we're switching it up today. Our guest today is June Leffler. She has been KSDK's local reporter and producer of this program, Talk on the Rock. I'm Cindy Sweat. I'll be asking the questions of June today. And so we invite all of you to call in anytime to ask a question. Just say hello. Our number here is 874-2345. Hello, June.
Hi, Cindy.
So this is quite the little switch up.
Yeah, thank you for doing this today, Cindy.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for Talk on the Rock.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of my favorite things that I get to do here, and you know, it was. I understand that KSDK has had some call-in shows in the past, but this is something that was new to me, and I, you know, sort of built it out of nothing. And Keely, he used to work here. She thought of the name, and it was just like the best name I could ever have thought of. So, yeah, I've been glad to do it.
Well, it's been because of you that this has stuck. You know, as you said, we've had call-in shows in the past, but they didn't always stick. And I don't know what magic words you use to get people to commit to showing up and being guests, but you did that, and we appreciate it. And we hope to move forward with Talk on the Rock on KSDK.
Great. Yeah. So, yeah. Glad to hear that.
So, June, for those of you who don't know, June has been our reporter here for a couple of years and now moving on, leaving the island in about a week or so from now. And we wish you well. So, while you were here, what were some of the favorite topics? What was your favorite topic that you like to cover in Wrangell? Or maybe instead of topic, what type of reporting appealed to you while you were in Wrangell?
Yeah, thank you. So I think, you know, the best stories, I think the stories that people gravitate towards and the ones that I was really happy to do, were any stories that involved, you know, talking to regular folk. So not just talking to your assembly members and not just talking to, folks at the state, but talking to teachers or community members, fishermen, just kind of regular people and how anything might impact them. I'm thinking of the Hank Volt story, you know, just talking to a regular kid about getting to play, you know, just a few minutes of basketball his senior year when he wasn't able to for so long, you know. So that was a great story where, you know, we were just talking to a regular kid about some basketball, which is very kind of, to me, mundane. But the story was, you know, it was huge. People really liked it. It just had this kind of personal element to it. And a real story element to it, a real story arc just within it. And that story went statewide, and I heard from people in Anchorage that said, wow, that was such a cool story. Like, so thanks to Ava told me about that story. So that's another reason why that story comes to mind is, you know, I just got the lead for that story from being at the Elks one night and Ava saying, hey, do this story. So yeah, thank you for that lead. And thanks to Hank for letting me do that story. And yeah, I think those are the kinds of stories that people really enjoyed. And I was always happy to do, not just because the story was good, but because those were the stories where people really wanted to talk. You know, it wasn't hard to get them to say, yeah, this is like what I'm up to. This is what I do. And this is what I'm passionate about.
Well, I think it seems like we tend to be kind of good at the things that we enjoy. And I can tell that you enjoy that sort of story because in my opinion, that's where you shine, is telling someone's personal story. And those are the stories that have really that have caught my attention since you've been here at KSDK. So, yeah, and that was one. I mean, basketball, you don't even have to be a fan of basketball to be a fan of that story and of Hank.
Yeah, I agree.
So hey, you know, you want a Goldie, and the KSDK news team has not, we haven't had a Goldie on the wall in the studio or in the newsroom for many, many years. So congratulations on that. And for those of you in the listening audience, a Goldie is an award for excellence in journalism handed out from the Alaska Public Broadcasters Incorporated, or the Commission, Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission. And June, how does it feel to win a Goldie?
Yeah, it was a total surprise when I got it. I wasn't expecting it at all. And for a lot of us in journalism in Alaska, you know, our big thing is press club. So this was a little different, but just as exciting because, you know, they give out even less awards. It was for kind of a more general category, which is good. Like, yay, best news story here in Wrangell. Yeah, so that was great. But at the same time, it's also just one of those things that I'm glad I can put it on my resume. I get to put it in my cover letter. That is, you know, why we like to get those awards as journalists. But yeah, but it's also good to just know that, you know, people hear the stories that come out of Wrangell, even if they are not here, living here.
Yeah, well, it puts Wrangell on the map. But now you can call yourself an award-winning journalist because you are. And you were before you came here, but now you have another one.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Cindy, I didn't do much before I came here. So everything that I learned, I pretty much learned here.
Well, it's just been great having you here. And you've expanded a lot, and we really appreciate that. I know folks in Wrangell do, and we do at the station, too. So just in terms of being in Wrangell, what's your favorite and your least favorite part about living in Wrangell or covering news in Wrangell, either one?
Yeah, so living in Wrangell was a huge switch for me. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, so that is a big city, you know, in the South/Midwest. Yeah, and coming here, you know, the whole point of coming here was to, like, be uncomfortable. The whole point was to come to a place just to absorb the culture and how different it might be. So that was the draw, and that was the point. As far as what I like about Wrangell, honestly, I like the weather. I think the Northwest is really, it's a beautiful place to be, you know, which is, you know, beauty is good. I really haven't been anywhere that I don't think is beautiful. I've traveled a lot. I don't think there's anywhere that I've been where people aren't nice. So a lot of these things that we apply to Wrangell, I'm like, well, you know, it's that way in Chicago. It's that way in Cambodia. It's every place I've been to has nice people and beautiful areas. But yeah, the Northwest is great. And that, yeah, I like the weather. I came here in October. So I think that's a time when people don't want to be in Wrangell. That's when I came to Wrangell. So that's the time that I really appreciate. The Misty Mountains, you know, very cool weather, you know, never getting to wear short sleeves ever. yeah, I like that. I prefer that.
It feels softer. It's not quite as harsh.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm from, you know, kind of the South. And I mean, people go crazy in the summer. Like people, it messes with people mentally and not in the best way. So I rather live in this kind of temperature. As far as things that I didn't really like about Wrangell, you know, it was just, it was hard to feel a sense of agency, you know, most of my days here. And I think the most obvious way that I felt that was, you know, when I came here, I got my truck and it was the first car I had bought with my own money and I was stoked to have it and it runs great. But, you know, I wasn't able to take it off the island. And so I'm from down south where that's how you go places is in your car. You know, I knew how to drive since I was 16. And I've been on family vacations. You know, it's not like, you know, I didn't even get on a plane until I was 21. So to not have that road system that connects you to this thing called America, you know, America's really built off of its highways. So to not be connected to that, it meant I wasn't connected to down south, but it also just meant I didn't have a sense of agency in being able to, you know, go as I please.
So feeling sort of isolated, would that kind of sum that up? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think a lot of us feel that way here. And a lot of people really enjoy that.
Yeah.
They feel isolated and almost protected, maybe. But then you also hear people who live here, yeah, let's build a bridge for exactly what you're talking about so you can get on the road and go travel and be connected. So I think you're talking very human terms with a lot of us in Wrangell that sort of feel the same way. So, so June, if you could invite four people to dinner and an evening of just conversation and socializing, four people who are alive today on the planet, who would those four people be? And you don't have to cook dinner. You just get to socialize with everybody.
I don't have to cook dinner.
No, you just get to enjoy the company of four people. They could be any people who are alive today.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Yeah, I could cook dinner or I could not. I'm either way. I would say my boyfriend, Sean, and then maybe some of my girlfriends from down south. I'm going to say my friend, Erin, and my friend, Emily. And then if I had to add another person to that, I'm going to say my Aunt Stacy. So just the people that are part of my life already. But it's not like my boyfriend has met my aunt. It's not like every one of my friends has met my boyfriend either. So, yeah, that would be fun.
That sounds like a really good time.
Sure.
So you already answered this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Rain or sunshine?
Yeah, I think this summer has been a great summer. This is my preferred summer and time in general. Yeah, woo.
How about salmon or halibut?
Good question. As of late, it's been halibut. And yeah, and I also don't get cooking salmon, you know? I'm more of a, like, let's just eat it raw. So I think what people can do with halibut here is really nice and, yeah, great.
Mm-hmm. So how do you, when you have salmon raw, how do you just yeah, chunk it up sort of like sushi or what do you do?
Yeah, I would either make some sort of poke ball. Poke bowl with just salmon and avocado and mayo and rice. Mm. Or I just eat it raw, just soy sauce and cut it up. Yeah. I mean, when I lived in Chicago, like I would get salmon fillets and just eat it raw with soy sauce. And it was, I'm sure, not the best salmon, but yeah.
So now that you've been spoiled by Alaska salmon, will you still order it in Chicago and Louisville? And
I know, right? Yeah, I probably won't go to the grocery store and pick up a fillet and not cook it. I didn't care. It tasted good. I feel like I have an iron stomach. So,
June, you're going to be leaving here and reporter for KSDK, local news reporter. Her name is Sage Smiley. And right now she's in Dillingham covering some fisheries reporting. And she will arrive in Wrangell somewhere around the 1st of August. So you guys aren't going to overlap. You're not going to get to meet her. She won't have the benefit of you handing anything off to her in person. What advice would you give the next KSDK local reporter?
Yeah, I think, I didn't always do this. But the few times that I did, it always benefited me, is just to get your information about what's happening in the community from the community. So I know we talk a lot about rumors circulating in Wrangell, and kind of just how that grapevine works. But honestly, it is the best leads you'll find is hearing just what people are saying on the ground, what teachers are telling their students and what kids are telling their parents and what friends are telling their bartenders. You just have to be on the ground and immerse yourself in the community. And I didn't always do that. It was hard for me, and I didn't always have interest in doing that. That always makes the reporting better.
All right. Saturday, September 5th, does that mean anything to you at this point, that date?
No.
Okay, so that's the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, my gosh. They rescheduled it.
They did. And I know you're a big Derby fan. So
apparently not. I didn't know. They rescheduled it. Oh, my gosh.
So are you planning, if there's any kind of like participation to be had, are you going to be part of that, whether it's a virtual attendance or, do you have a special, I know a lot of people have special clothes they wear or special drinks they make. It's kind of like Kentucky's version of the Super Bowl, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So what would you, maybe we should say, what would you love to have happen? And in lieu of that, what might you be doing on Derby Day?
Yeah. Wow, Derby. It seems so wrong to have it in September.
It's usually May?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure the weather will be better in September. But yeah, what we do in Louisville, if you're from Louisville, it's like you don't really go to the Derby. I've never been to the Derby. I'm from Louisville. Sometimes I try to make money off of the people that come to Louisville, like just do rides, make $20 a pop. What I'll probably be doing is having a party with my mom. She likes to have a good Derby party. You know, cookouts are really what the locals do, and have some sort of bourbon drink. You know, maybe that's mint julep, but my mom likes to make a hooch. So we'll probably have that, just a mix of whatever. And then we'll be gambling on our phones. So we've got the Twin Spires account, so we get to just call in our bets that way and just bet on every race, $2 a pop. And yeah, I was sad when I came to Alaska and I thought I would be able to bet on the Derby, and I wasn't, because of our gaming laws here.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll be gambling and spending time with my family.
So what's hooch?
Oh, man. I know. People debate this. I know some people think hooch is just liquor, right? That's what you would think, Cindy?
That's what I've always thought. It was just sort of a slang term
for any liquor.
Any kind of just generic. Yeah. What? Yeah, let's have some hooch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right, Cindy. But for some reason, me and my folks, we call hooch just like a punch, like a alcoholic punch.
Mm.
Yeah, mixing anything together, maybe two liquors or more. But yeah, I've debated this with people here.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I hope that whatever transpires in the Derby, that you get to have some fun that day, do some, maybe win a few of your gambling bets on the horses, and enjoy some hooch with your folks down there. Well, June, is there anything you would like to end on? Anything you'd like to say to folks in the community? Or?
Sure. Yeah, so I just want to thank everybody that supported KSTK and has in any way enjoyed or listened to my work. You know, I have friends here, I have acquaintances here, and I'm very glad for those people and all the appreciation I've gotten from them. But, you know, the people I really value most and am really glad to hear from are our listeners, because they're coming to me and saying, hey, could you do a story on this? Or, hey, I appreciated that story. And these are people that maybe I wouldn't necessarily associate with. You know, I wouldn't, you know, just call to hang out with. But these people respected my work and what I did here. And I think that that means a lot. I think it means a lot to anybody that works day to day, considers themselves a public servant, you know, has to fill that role. So, yeah, thank you to everybody that listened to the stories and appreciated them in any way. It was for you, and KSDK will keep that going.
We certainly will. And June, I want to say thank you for all of your hard work and good work that you do for KSDK and for the community. And just that, you know, you've grown the newsroom, but you've also contributed a lot to our community. And I know that I'm not the only one who's going to really miss you in Wrangell. So we wish you well in your new endeavors, and we'll be thinking of you on the road system, enjoying America and enjoying your life. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
And it's now about 22 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, and that does wrap up this edition of Talk on the Rock with my good friend and former host, June Loeffler. Thank you. And we're going to join Exponential Radio in Progress.